Welcome back. You're with Truth News Radio. Hope you've enjoyed the first hour of today's show. We had some really interesting insights there from Rochelle. The whole media frenzy, I call it a feeding frenzy over this killing, it just astounds me. It just actually, believe it or not, it actually surprises me. Possibly it's because I'm watching TV at the moment. I don't normally watch TV because I'm with family at the moment. But I guess it's like this all the time. I guess whenever there's some kind of event in America, half a world away, that they want to turn into some big deal, that you just end up hearing about that day after day. But it just seems ludicrous to me, because a killing of 25 people, okay, it's a bad thing, but honestly, that number of people is being killed around the world in many countries every day. But this has been turned into some kind of psychological operation. And this is what I pick up on. I've been learning year after year to see that, to be able to perceive it, to sense it when it's happening. And this is actually being turned into a psychological operation. And anyway, the second hour of today's show, we're not going to be talking about that, but my guest is Damon Crowe, of course, well-known to our listeners. Damon, welcome back to the show. You're here to talk to us about 2012 and the end of the world. Welcome,
hardcore,
Damon.
Conspiratorial information is going to be coming to you right on the precipice of the end of the 13th backturn cycle, the crossing of the galactic plane. And actually, I think I can dovetail quite nicely into the last guest, because the cycle, the epoch that we've just completed, is the epoch of the ego. And this is all outer manifestations of the ruling elite, who have, in their indulgence of the ego, in complete gluttony, complete greed, and no empathy for anybody else, are committing acts of, and continual acts, by the way, as they get more desperate, as they try to hang on to the final stages of their era, as it comes to an end, they're going to get more desperate, and the acts are going to get so blatant and so obvious. And so what I'm talking about is actually exactly what you've been talking about. You've been talking about a micronism of what I'm talking about. I'm going to be talking about the macronism, as above, so below. So you've been talking about the micronism of the galactic cycles. Everything's related to a galactic cycle, and what you've been talking about is a symptom of where we are in the galaxy.
Okay, that's interesting. Well, I mean, there is something particularly nasty and particularly dark and particularly evil about this latest shooting, of course, being almost all kids, 20 kids. I mean, that's a little unusual, I have to agree. It is.
I didn't have a chance to listen to it because I was preparing for this, but did she talk about the fact that the author of Hunger Games was in the very same area that this whole ritual took place?
Well, no, that's an interesting factoid to throw into the mix. Well, thanks for that, Damon.
Well, they're right into rituals, and Hollywood is a key to the programming of their mind. And the Hunger Games, I think, is a very important program to be installed onto the operating system of the mind, because, of course, that's where they would like to take us. They would like to take us the next 50 years to a Hunger Games type society, and we have an opportunity in the awakening period that we are in the galaxy to make sure that that doesn't happen. But nothing will happen unless people take advantage of where we are in the galaxy right now. We're crossing the galactic core. I don't think that is in dispute.
Can you actually go into the detail of this galactic plane business? I did a little bit of reading on it a few years ago. My understanding of it is that the entire galaxy kind of rotates, but it also moves on similar to the way the Earth does, you know, in its orbit around the Sun, tilting back and forth. Well, the entire galactic mass of stars is kind of oscillating as it goes around the galactic core. Sometimes it's above, sometimes it's below.
Yeah, you've got multiple angles or angels at play. The Earth is rotating around the Sun in what we believe is 12 periods. I think it'd be more logical to make it 13 lunar month, so 13 is probably the key number that's been erased from our memory, because that number actually puts everything into synchronicity. We've just completed 13 back turns of in terms of the main, which is a continuity of knowledge for 4,000 years. And don't forget, you know, we come from a Celtic, us white Anglo-Saxons come from a white a Celtic tree of knowledge, of which we can remember nothing, we know nothing, but the people that have managed to keep a continuity of knowledge on the planet, like the Mayans, knew so much more about where we are and what is going on. And we've been told absolute BS from the start. We've been told that all the planets all rotate around the sun, which is stationary in the galaxy, and we're on a two-dimensional sort of cycle where we just rotate around the sun in a relatively a flat plate type arrangement, a little bit of 3D thrown in for effects, but basically it's a static environment. Well, of course, the sun is and the heliosphere, which the electromagnetism the sun creates, is crashing through the galaxy at hundreds of thousands of kilometers an hour, and we're flying we've got a solar year, but there's a galactic year, and we're very much tied to a sun called Alcyone, which is in the Pleiades, and we're also driven by Sirius, and Sirius takes something like 250 million years to complete its cycle. So there's cycles within cycles within cycles, but we are not stationary. We are in a spiraling vortex behind the sun as the sun flies through the galaxy. And the hokey-pokey BS that we've been told as astrology is complete BS. And we're now finding out that all this stuff is turning out to be correct. And we're completing what is a 26,000 year cycle. However, on the end of this particular cycle, we will have the Earth lining up to the center of the galaxy, but between us and the center of the galaxy we'll have the three suns, my three suns, as the famous 60s series. Remember the series My Three Suns?
Well, I do. I'm old enough to remember that, yeah.
Yeah, well, the three suns are Alcyone, our sun, of course, Alcyone and Sirius. They'll all line up in together with our Earth and our Moon on the top of this cycle. So if you see you can picture the Earth spinning at like a corkscrew behind the back of the Sun as it's ploughing through the galaxy. It's taking all the planets with us. We're flying in behind it. So, by the way, at the front of this heliosphere, this electromagnetic bubble, is Voyager 1 and 2 that the demonic NASA Nazi CIA agency has got out there, and they're noticing, surprise, surprise, that there's huge electromagnetic flux at the front of this heliosphere. And, the sun is ploughing through, I think, at 483,000 miles per hour, or heliosphere, if you like, is ploughing through at that sort of speed at the moment. Now, picture all the planets spinning around in a circle like a corkscrew behind it. And if you put that corkscrew as a circle behind the back of the sun, on the 21st of December 2012, the theory is... Now, this is new astrological understanding, so I'm sure you'll find countering... opposition to this. I'm sure NASA won't agree with what I'm telling you at the moment, but this is fairly well-researched astrology. At the 21st of December, we will be, if you picture that corkscrew as a clock, we will be at 12 o'clock. We'll be 12 o'clock, sitting high at 12 o'clock, and we'll be in line with our sun, and our sun will be in line with Alcyone, and that will be in line with Sirius, and that will be in line with the galactic core or the dark rift. And this would explain why you and I and other people have woken up in the last... This has been a gradual process. It would explain why we have in the last 5 or 6 years, some people earlier. I can't profess that... I think I've always known the system's been crap, but I haven't reached this level of... consciousness until recently. That would explain that. And then we reach an absolute a crescendo of that understanding for an 8-minute pulse. That 8-minute pulse of photons slash protons, it's proton energy, they believe, which will hit, they believe, at 12 p.m. London time on the 21st of December this year. You will see the start of a 3-day process, just like the 3 days of the full moon. And in the full moon, you have around about approximately about 8 minutes of maximum lunar density, I believe, and we'll have about 8 minutes of maximum galactical core energy in the middle of a 3-day period starting London time. So calculate that wherever you are. In Australia, it'll be 11 p.m. on Friday evening. We'll start this 3-day journey. And you'll know a lot of scriptures will talk about 3 days and 3 nights and all this sort of hoo-ha. So it's three is critical to these guys, by the way. Three is an incredibly important number. And by the way, the Holy Trinity, is the Earth, the Moon, and the Sun, but there's Trinity's littered throughout this.
Just a quick question, Damon. You said they, and I'm just trying to zero in on who they are. You said they say this will happen. Who are they?
Right, so I've been looking at this for quite a while now.
Yeah.
And there's a main elder that I've been combining my research with another guy who's done about 5,000 hour research, and I know how much 5,000 hours of research is. That's a hell of a lot. There's a guy called Benjamin Graham. He's got a YouTube, I can't remember the actual link now, but he's, if you look up everything you want to know about 2012 but didn't know to ask,
we're afraid to ask,
and look up Benjamin Graham.
Yeah.
He's done a very, very good overview of the science behind the galactic core. And then there's a Mayan elder that's been out recently talking about a lot about this as well.
Okay, so, and yet you're talking here about astrophysics. You're talking about proton beams or phenomena that are going to occur with the alignments of planets. And some of this, of course, is astrology, is straightforward astrology. When you're talking about the alignment of various stars, that is actually astrological wisdom or lore.
Yeah, I think the actual astrology of this is actually reasonably settled now. Even the modern day quantum physicists and astrologers are now understanding that the ancients had it completely right, and we're only now trying to figure this out. And I could go into the knowledge of the ancients for the whole segment, but I think we can all agree the ancients seem to have so much more knowledge than we do. We couldn't build any of the things that they built. We don't even understand why they built them. But the Mayans are an interesting combination, because not only are they ancient, such as the Aborigines in Australia, they have an unbelievable understanding of science.
We're going to break. We'll be right back after these short messages. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Don't go away. Are you getting fed up with all the disinformation, deception, spin, propaganda, half-truths and downright lies in mainstream news? Looking for something different? Visit Truth News Radio Australia, www.truthnews.com.au, and may the truth set you free.
No matter where you go in your life, at some point you're going to need somebody to stand by you.
You got all the friends. has come, and the land is dark, and that moon is the only light we see.
Welcome back, you're with Truth News Radio Australia. It is a great pleasure and a great honour to be broadcasting to you today on the Logos Radio Network across the United States and around the planet on the internet. I hope you're enjoying our excursions into various topics today. We've had Rochelle McCready, we've had Shirley Fenton on talking about war and militarism. And we now have Damon Crowe talking about 2012, the galactic plane, the proton pulse, and the alignment of various stars and suns. Now, in this particular hour, let's emphasize that this is purely speculative research, and it's a little bit of a deviation from what we normally do on Truth News. But it is the end of the year, it is Christmas, and I think every now and then we need to just relax a little and allow ourselves to expand our minds. And that's what I love about you, Damon, is that you, you're very much a person who wants to expand his mind, and we need that.
Yeah, I'm just being open-minded about this. Anybody who tells you they know exactly what's going on this date is either the real deal or full of BS. So I'm not professing that I know anything that's about to occur. I've just been looking at it for quite some time, and I've got a couple of consolidated a number of these researchers into, wrapped up in a short little digestible information pack that may get your curiosity sparked, that you may do your own investigation to find what's going on. But please pay attention in the next 3 days, because it's I think it's very, very important. Now, this guy, this main guy, by the way, his name's Akhtar, A-C, and his last name is Tah, T-A-H, Akhtar, Akhtar. But which is kind of interesting, so maybe you might be full of bulldust, but he seems pretty legit to me, and Benjamin Graham, but I've also based on Santos Bonacci and God knows how much other bits of research I've kind of accumulated over the last few years. So if you're trying to find out how this world works, if you do not get into astrology, which is the root of all science, you'll never understand what's going on. You'll never understand what's going on your own micro scale. You'll never understand what's going on from a political point of view. You'll never understand what's going on financially, and you'll never understand what's going on in the big picture unless you get your head around astrology, which means you've got to get.
And can I just point out that the ruling elites and people who are very rich and powerful all over the world use astrology all the time?
Yeah, millionaires, billionaires use astrology.
It's interesting, isn't it? I mean, and people who are extremely influential use astrology.
Just ask Ronald Reagan.
I was going to mention Ronald, and I believe Tony Blair and Cherie Blair were certainly getting into some of that stuff.
Unfortunately, I think they indulge dark energy on that practice. I think we have got to let these nutbags have got to end. So what I'd like people to do is take a pen and a paper this weekend coming up and note down all inspirational thoughts, because if you let this moment go by, it's just an emotional feeling and not something that's of longevity, and you don't change the course of your actions going forward. If you do not enter this world at a new level after this, then we are going to be in a repeat process, and I'm afraid the future looks very dark, not only for us but our children. So I would really urge people to spend some time and really find themselves this weekend and see if they can connect to the energies that these people are talking about.
Goodness me. So I don't know quite where to go next. I mean, so we...
I can tell you.
Well, I'll get you. Please lead. Please lead, Damon.
So this period in time has been a lead-up over a considerable period of time. If you put the parts of the jigsaw puzzle together, it will start to make sense. If you realize we know nothing about our history, but we're meant to have been here for 4 million years, and we have collective amnesia on a cyclical basis, and that we've had knowledge in the past that's been far greater than what we have today, and the evidence of that is everywhere, then these galactical cycles mean everything. Now, this cycle that is coming this weekend is worthwhile noting. And it's also worth noting what we can get out of this, because we, the people, have to stand against the nutbags that we're fighting against who are using this energy against us, right? So you've got to understand that this energy is our number one bit of ammunition to fight these people. And if we do, what they're fighting is our collective consciousness waking up. And this awakening energy is provided by the core of the galaxy. If we do not utilize this energy that has been given to us at this moment, we are in serious trouble of sinking into transhumanism, Hunger Games type of environment. So I really would urge everybody to suspend their ego, which is the root of all the problems we have in this world, and to try to connect to a higher level of energy with your spirit, and to note that the feelings and the ideas that you get this weekend, write them down so that you can use them to guide you through what may happen going forward. I believe that that they'll be using a date next year. In fact, there's another galactical alignment in March of next year, which coincidentally, numerically, adds up quite interesting. But there's I think it's the 21st of March, 2013. I've been kicking this date around trying to think about when these nutbags are going to do what they're going to do. But if you look at these dates, on the 21st of the 12th, 2012, if you add that up, the 12, if you're using US numerology, 1 plus 2 equals 3, 21, 2 plus 1 equals 3, so there's 3 plus 3, and 12 is 1 plus 2, which is 3, so there's 3, 3, 3. And then we have another alignment on the 21st of the 3rd, 2013. The 21 adds up to being a 3. The 3 is obviously a 3. And the 2013, the 20 plus the 13 adds up to 33. So you have 3, 3, 3, 3. And that is actually, if you're picturing the Earth following the Sun as it's rushing through the galaxy, we will be in our cyclical process at 3 o'clock. So on the 21st of December 2012, we'll be at 12 o'clock, and then we'll rotate down to 3 o'clock on the clock dial on that date. And these key moments in the cyclical process are important to note.
So you're saying, can you explain that? I didn't quite follow how we're going to rotate from 12 to 3 o'clock.
Right, so picture the Earth following the Sun as the Sun is charging off into the galaxy at breakneck speed. We're trailing it behind it. We're not trailing behind it in a static direct line as a water skier. We are spiraling behind it. We're spiraling like a corkscrew behind it. And as that corkscrew reaches 12 o'clock at the top of that spin, if that makes sense, that's where we'll be at the 21st of December 2012.
Right.
And then as the corkscrew spins around to 3 o'clock, that's in picture of spinning clockwise.
How long will that take?
In the afternoon, 90 degrees, that's what we'll be on that day.
So how long will that take? From you're saying actually literally from 12 to 3 p.m. or metaphorically?
Yeah, no, well, at 3 o'clock on the dial, you know, from a geometric point of view, that will be the 21st of March 2013. It's a bit like, you know,
that's one whole year.
Street,
oh,
you
right.
say, hey, yeah. Harold, check that nice chick at 3 o'clock, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
The reference of the clock is only for positioning on the circle.
So that will be the 21st of March 2013. Okay, so there's this period.
I wonder about when these fruitcakes are going to do what they're going to do. I don't think it's going to be at this time, although this Mayan believes they're going to utilize this energy to harness. He believes they're trying to find the antimatter, and I can't help but believing that they are. If you look at the Nazi Bell Project, which was the highest and most secretive and the most important project of the Nazis, where they were basically spinning mercury, which is non-magnetic, in counter-rotating circles.
We're just going to have to cut you off there. Sorry, Damon. We're going to break. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Don't go away. Very important information coming your way.
Told me cause she says she learned the hard way. Say she wanna spare the children. She say don't give a say your soul away, cause all that you have is your soul. So don't be tempted by the shiny apple, don't you eat of a bitter fruit. Hunger only for a taste of justice, hunger only for a world of truth, cause all that you have is your soul.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. All that you have is your soul. That song from Tracy Chapman there.
She's cool.
I
saw Tracy Chapman a few years ago.
Really?
A few years ago, man. And she is better live than she is recorded, which if you listen to the Rolling Stones, there, I mean, he's, you know, live. He's
yeah.
more animated, but
yeah.
The audio quality's crap, while actually Tracy Chapman and her band live, acoustically and audibly, are just mind-blowing. And her songs are way ahead of their time. Jeez.
That's what I feel, and that's why I have that song on this show. And, you know, yeah, like musicians who are connected to the soul, to really, they're expressing something so important. And, you know, despite all the corruption of music and all the crap music and all the just rubbish, there are some... people like that out there, you know, and the message comes through poetry and comes through music that you cannot even articulate in words. I mean, what's your feeling about that?
It's all got to do with where we are in the galaxy. So where we are artistically, the in terms of the Renaissance periods or the period of the dark periods that we're having is all due to where we are in the galaxy. And that's becoming very, very obvious for anybody who's starting to figure this out. If you're in the journey of trying to connect the dots, if you don't get into astrology, if you don't get off world a little bit, you're never going to figure this out. And we've got critically, potentially, the most critical moment in time that we've ever had in recorded history or known history right now. And if people don't stop for a minute to just suck it in, it's going to be such a shame, because this is our number one defense mechanism to fight up these nutbags, is our consciousness. We don't need to fight them in the streets. We don't need to protest. We just simply need to be aware of the magic, the dark magic that's been portrayed upon us, and then we can figure this out. And I'd really urge people to take this opportunity to understand what's going on this weekend and write it down, because if you let this go as a fleeting emotion, we have lost the cause.
Seize it. Seize the moment. Seize the day.
Apparently, this energy, when it hits us, it's going to hit us a band somewhere in North America, down to Guatemala. Was apparently the band.
Guatemala.
It's all about proton energy, by the way. And funny enough, the Hadron Collider is about proton energy. And it's all. And also, you'll notice in the first band around the Earth is a proton band. So proton energy and photon energy seem to be very, very key to our consciousness. And as we know, information is contained in light. That's why we put optical fiber down. And what's happening as a microorganism on the Earth, we're shooting, you know, in one strand of fiber, Harewood, you can shoot millions of different wavelengths of light down there, all carrying gigabits of information. And the telcos actually sell off each one of those individual light spectrums for gargantuan amounts of money, by the way.
Yeah.
But that one fiber can handle insane amount of information. Now, imagine in a biological way just how important that light is when it hits us from the sun and hits us from the intercore of the galaxy. You are receiving information.
I mean, it's an incredible thought to consider that in a moment of time, in an instant of time, that we could receive some pulse of energy or information, as you describe. I mean, surely such things have occurred in galactic history. We know extraordinary events have occurred in the past. We know the Earth has been bombarded by asteroids. We know there have been solar flares and, I just forget the exact term, when we get a giant pulse of energy that comes from a supernova. But these types of events have occurred.
All the change of the climate, all the financial cycles. Financial cycles are proven, they're astrologically based. You just go and do the research. That's a fact. Okay, the climate is certainly astrological based. The idea that we as humans are controlling the cycles of climate on this, you've got to be joking. Yeah, that is so deluded. And, of course, delusion is a symptom of the ego. Okay. So delusional things like climate change is caused by human CO2 is a symptom of the ego. And the ego, particularly from an authoritarian point of view, is a weapon that's used against us. Continuously, and most people who are awoken can see the ego that has been obsessed and is out of control in your friends, in your family, and in general society. And that is what we're fighting against here. We're fighting against the soul versus the ego. And if we can put the ego aside and let our true essence govern what's going on, we are going to be rescued from the madness that we're under at the moment.
Because your soul is a deeper level of who you are.
Well, it's your real identity. The ego is a false identity. I'm not talking about the ego of the soul, which I think is the spirit. The spirit of the soul, your true essence of you, the dancing, the joyous you. You know, you can't stop that out. You can have some fun and let the real you out. But the egoic you, the chest puffing, always has to be right. Delusional, must be right at all cost version of you, the artificial you that's been installed by these fruitcakes, is what you have to first be consciously aware of and be eliminate. And we'll have peace once that's there. And unfortunately, we're in the period of the ego, according to the Maya, and it's so bloody right. And it's going to get worse before it gets better, by the way. So this is what we need, this to energize our batteries. We need this to counter what is about to occur to us. Because I'm telling you, if you think this massacre that occurred in the U.S., by the way, which is nothing compared to the million innocent women and children that were killed in Iraq, caused by the same fruitcakes who are shedding a tear over this. I mean, come on, the hypocrisy is outrageous. The depleted uranium that was put on the innocent women and children in Libya. I mean, come on, people, you're not listening to the garbage that they're spewing out. It's just rubbish.
And yet, it really is quite tragic, because if you are subjected to the television here, as everyone is, I'm in Canberra at the moment, and of course everyone is indoors. It's a very urban, very TV kind of, I guess, society here. And I know everyone's sitting inside watching TV and watching about, you know, the massacres and the global propaganda and everything that they want you to think. But then, of course, there are a lot of us who aren't. Many, many people are on the internet, but there is, I don't know, I get a feeling of foreboding and dread when the television is on. I don't know what you feel, Damon, but I really feel the television has become more and
TV
more.
TV on in the next week. Come on, this is, people have been waiting 26,000 years plus. I mean, this is not a cycle that happens every 26,000 years. It's 26,000 years plus, because I believe in the first part of this 26,000 years, we were all lining up to all those three suns that I just mentioned. Alcyon and Sirius and our own sun. Plus, if you put the moon into that mix, you've got the Holy Trinity and the Earth, the sun and the moon lining up with Alcyon, which is part of the Palladians, then onto Sirius. Now, just go and research Sirius and the Palladians, people, and find out how important that is to the people. Right. Get all the famous books that they've written about this stuff. It's, come on, these are important things to 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years ago. The most ancient people, the Hopis, the Dogons, the Maya, all these people know about this stuff. It's only you and your incredible dumbed-down state that hasn't figured this stuff out. Come on.
I actually had the pleasure of watching a rather ridiculous television show called Ancient Aliens. Recently, because it was recommended to me by someone, not because it's particularly good, because he said it was particularly silly. I watched a couple of the episodes. One was about the ancient Mayans. One was about the dinosaurs. Of course, you know, the theme of that series, and apparently it's a very popular series on Fox, is about the influence of aliens on human civilization and human history. Now, of course, it is preposterous, and it's not very solid ground, but, you know, it's an interesting sort of thing to speculate on and to just lift your mind, because what we don't know about history is so vast. What we do know is fragments. We only have fragments of understanding. And it might as well be that aliens were involved in the creation of the ancient pyramids. I don't know.
But what does that mean, aliens?
Well, yeah, we don't even know. What does that mean? What does that even mean?
Clearly we didn't evolve down here. If we evolved here for 4 million years, we'd have a little bit better recollection than that. We can't figure out anything that happened more than about 1,000 years ago, and we're hanging on to the threads of ancient civilizations that haven't been wiped out like the Mayan, and hanging on what they've got to say, because every other bit of skerrick of information has been wiped off the planet, and there's continual evidence of massive cataclysms that happen on a cyclical basis that just happened.
Damon, we're just going to break. Sorry to cut you off. You're with Truth News Radio Australia. Be right back after these short but important messages.
Seems to me like they want us to be afraid, man. Or maybe we just like being afraid. Maybe we just so used to it at this point that it's just a part of us, part of our culture. Security alert on orange. It's been on orange since 01, G. I mean, what's up, man? Can a brother get yellow, man? Just for like 2 months or something? Goddamn. Sick of that. Mic check. The groove is thick, so I'ma rhyme like a lunatic. I do this shit with an unassuming wit. The corporation conjured up the bass and the tempo. My name is Liv, that's the intro, now let's go. The flow of life throwing strikes.
Welcome back, you're with Truth News Radio. And we're on orange, man. We're on orange, and we're just waiting for that galactic pulse to come through.
Yeah.
And transform.
What if it actually really happens, man? I mean, that'll be a freak out, won't it? If it really happens, you won't remember this conversation. If it really happens, this conversation won't mean anything, because we'll have our minds scrubbed, just like the theory of Babylon, when they all came out of the Tower of Babylon, all speaking babble because their electromagnetic hard drives have been wiped out.
Wow. Well, I'm glad we're recording this then, and it's going out to the air. This is actually going out live across the ether.
Well, of course, if we did get hit by a huge electromagnetic wave, everything that we've got would be wiped out anyway, right? Everything that's sitting on a hard drive, all that sort of crap would be gone anyway, because nothing would survive electromagnetic pulse, because it's all sitting on recordable electromagnetic equipment. So,
indeed. Now, Damon, can I just say a few things? I'd just like to inject here some information that I know, because I actually studied prehistory and a bit of archaeology at university, not to a great level, but I read a lot as well of books, and I think what the things I read that I picked up in a library were often more interesting than the things that I, you know, needed to read for some course. But yeah, here's what I believe is actually quite interesting, and this is scientifically verifiable and not contentious at all. We had a planet form out of the kind of mess of stuff orbiting around a nascent sun about 4 billion years ago, and that material coalesced due to the forces of gravity into planets. And planet is basically just an accumulation of matter. Due to the forces of gravity, when you have all this material orbiting around a gravitational center, which is a sun or a star, you find that the matter orbiting that center clumps together, and that's what we call a planet. And it tends to be spherical in form, and that's the most natural way. That, again, is just pure nature, that it ends up being spherical in form. But just sort of accelerating through all that, I mean, we have about 2 billion years of virtually, you know, nothing going on. Then we have small microorganisms developing for about another billion years. Just a billion years of nothing other than tiny microscopic organisms. Then we have a sudden burst of life forms, which began around about 800 million years ago, and that was the first expression of the diversity of life as we know it today. But that particular phase ended very suddenly, and all of those life forms were made extinct. I mean, it was virtually completely extincted again. And then about another 5 million years ago, another cycle began. And that cycle that began is the cycle of life that has parallels to what we see today. The major classifications of animal and plant forms date back to about 500 million years ago, according to the information in geology.
Oh, I would think most of the information we've got.
Let me continue, because I'm putting all this within the caveat of this is according to that information. You're welcome to challenge it, but I just want to continue as I have been. Now we have this continuation. So we have beginning with vegetation. We have development of flowering plants, trees, forests, and we have gradually moving onto the land surface of the earth, organisms, animals, and we go through the various geological epochs.
If you put it in a 24-hour period, I think humans came on board like 5 minutes to midnight, if you condense the...
Upright hominids allegedly came on board about 3 million years ago. So if you say take 500 million as being the period relevant to our current sort of evolution, and before that, by the way, one of the theories is that the entire Earth had turned into a snowball, that the entire Earth was frozen solid due to some climatic event which actually just froze the Earth solid, which may have caused a lot of extinctions at that time.
So there's a 14 billion cycle, isn't it? And we've been here for 4 billion or 1.4 billion?
Well, they say 15 billion years since the beginning of the Big Bang, but you've got to speak to Stephen Hawking about that.
What was the Earth then?
I don't go into that stuff, you know. That's Stephen Hawking area, okay. But let's just get into this recent evolution then. So after the 500 million years, and we had the dinosaurs and all that stuff, okay. And we've got the human beings, right? Then we have upright hominids, which we could call human beings, but they didn't really look that much like us. Their brains were a lot smaller. Around about a million or 1.5 million years ago, some of them invented fire, and there seems to be evidence for that in the archaeological record. There's hearths, you know, you can see there's evidence of fire. And this is what they call Homo erectus, right? And Homo erectus was what they call the first modern human, and apparently this guy went all over the planet. I mean, they found Homo erectus in Java, they found Homo erectus in China, and they found Homo erectus in Africa. So these guys really got around. They really got around. Now, apparently, all they could really do in terms of technology was they could start fires. They had some stone tools. They could crack open bones, and they could kill animals, and they could get the meat off the bone, which, you know, with the sort of teeth that a human being has, in an evolutionary sense, you know, what we actually have evolved with, you can't tear the flesh off a wild animal, right? But the ancestors, the Homo erectus, learned how to do this with stone tools, so they could actually feed off wild animals as well as fruit and nuts and all the other things that our primitive ancestors could do, which I guess allowed them to get around and fill a planet. But I mean, all this continued until only really about, I mean, in terms of artifacts, in terms of physical evidence, nothing really changed much till about 50,000 years ago. I mean, anatomically, there's a lot of changes, right? And they say that, you know, that Homo sapiens first appeared about 100,000 or 250,000 years ago. But in terms of artifacts, culture, lifestyles, technology, nothing really much changed till about 50,000 years ago. Then you start to see things like spears. You see a whole lot of very delicate little things like bows and arrows. You see all kinds of
pyramids,
delicate little tools.
Suddenly in every continent.
Well, actually, no, pyramids didn't appear until much later. I mean, we'll get into pyramids in a second. But well, again, let me continue with this official dogma, and you can challenge it. So we had this business with spears and arrowheads and all this stuff that they found. Yeah, very delicate stone arrowheads that they found, and a lot of and carved things. And then, of course, getting back to like 20,000 years ago, you had the famous cave paintings in France that many people have seen. Very delicate, beautiful cave paintings. Aborigines doing similar types of things, and that's found, you know, all over the world and around about that time. And then, of course, at that time, 20,000 years ago, the Earth was completely frozen. It was incredibly cold. You had giant ice flows in the north and the south, and life was very restrictive, but these cultures were developing in that time. But then around about 8,000 years ago is when you get the absolute quantum level leap that doesn't bear any resemblance to anything that happened before. You start to get people planting crops. You get people living in communities all together, planting crops. You basically get cities emerging out of apparently nothing around about 8,000 years ago, or 8 to 10,000 years ago, 8,000 BC, which is actually 10,000 years ago. And this starts to accelerate, and you get more and more of these cities. Some of them in the Near East that they've uncovered, that there were cities that basically the doors of the houses were on the roofs. So people would kind of climb up out of their house onto the top and walk around on the top. This is some of the very, very early habitations that they've discovered. But then, of course, over another couple of thousand years, you get around to about 5,000 BC and you start to get the proper civilizations cropping up. You start to get the very early signs of the Mesopotamian civilization, the early Egyptian civilizations. And by about 3,000 BC, which is 5,000 years ago, you start to get the major civilizations. You get the pyramids, you get the ziggurats in Mesopotamia. And then from then on, it just goes nuts, you know, and it's been going nuts ever since. And just at around about that same time, around 3,000 BC, you had in the Celtic islands, you had people building megalithic monuments. In Ireland, in Mesoamerica, you had the Mayans building pyramids. You had the American Indians doing a lot of stuff, not so much in terms of building monuments, but quite advanced civilizations going on there. You had so much going on around about 3,000 BC, around about 5,000 years ago. It's like someone flicked a switch. And that is incredible, because there is no very convincing theory for why that happened. Damon, we've only got 1 minute left. Sorry, I've held the floor. Quickly respond to what I've said. We're almost out of time.
Look, I think it's a very good reason why we think history started 10,000 years ago, because there was obviously a cataclysm of some description that wiped all that out, so you can create whatever history you want prior to that. You can argue over the last 10,000 years to and from, but clearly people of 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago had far more knowledge of astrology, knowledge of science, knowledge of the really important principles of society far more than we ever did.
Absolutely. Well, look, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope that there is a galactic pulse. I want the protons. Give me the protons. I'm waiting for it. We'll be back next week regardless. I feel that in my deepest core of my soul. With Truth Pay News Radio Australia.
This weekend, do some research.
We'll be back next week.